wasn't a commissioner, was a dime a cent until you got hold to it. He said, I appreciate that. I think I had it long enough. I said, well, I said, I'm sorry. I said, but if that's the way you feel, I said, okay. A week and a half, he come back to me. He said, Biggie, he said, you know, I tell you, I wasn't going to run. I said, yes. You know what the hell they done? I said, no. Well, I didn't. He said, they put two against me, one. And in their commissioner got an opposition with me. I want you to help me. I show him I beat the hell out of all two, and he did. So him and his wife fell out. He went to Augusta, and the next thing that I heard from him, why he died in the hospital in Savannah. In the hotel. So, that was it with him. So, he gave me $50 that time. I asked for one penny. I want to get the man in office that will do justice. And if the man will do the right thing, I'll get what's coming to me. Mm-hmm. Now, there's two of them that I worked as hard for them people if they had offered me $500 each. And then that same little Doyle, he's dead now. But they found it out. That's what I don't know who the devil tell them, but they found it out. They didn't ask me. I want to get the right man in office. I'll get the money. Otherwise, I ain't looking for no pay, but that's the fellow was ruining the country with the people that they don't. Mm-mm. So I say, well, I'm through with it. There's four colored boys run you in the election before this last, and ain't there one got the first place. All right, the next was one run. He didn't get the first place. Well, the own people done it. Mm-hmm. See, well, how the man, you don't know what he can do unless you put him in office. No. Well, I say, oh, the heck with them. Get out of it. Try it. As my daddy said, a horse with one white foot is a bind. Two white foot is a try. Three white feet is a look about it. Four white feet is a do without it. Yeah, so that's one of my boys there now. Yeah, he's homesick with a bad leg, and he don't know what caused it to save his life. Tell me, what is your name? Hello, son.
How are you?
How you doing? Yeah. How's that leg?
Yeah, it's doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good.
Go back to the crib a little bit, or crib or barn, what do you call the part up in top?
The loft.
The loft, now.
Uh-huh.
You'd have a floor over that where, and then you'd...
Well, up in the loft, then now, if you got enough space up there, why, you can store forage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like with strip fodder, or even if you cut hay, you store it up in the loft. Yeah.
What about hay when you put it out in the field and store it?
Well, you put it out in the field, and the only time you see it grows out, then you cut it. And then it dry when it's done made. And then now, if you going to put it out in the field, you stack it.
And would you ever...
You put a pole up there and then stack the hay around it and this thing. Some of them put fodder like that. And just the ends of it would get damaged, but all the other parts of it is dry and good the year round.
What about, would you put some kind of shelter over down the field? Some kind of roof over?
Well, I never see them put any roof over. I never seen them just let it stay out there like that.
What about when you cut hay, before you put it in the stack or bring it into the crib, just have little piles out in the field?
Yeah.
Where it's dry. Well, and all that.
And they pile it up like that in order that it'd be handy for them when they go to haul it out, you see. You pile it up in little piles and all that. You pick up them piles, it's more handy for them than to go over there and gather it up and throw it in, gather it up and throw it in.